Okay, so meditation for weight loss. I see a ton of ads, like promising that I can just meditate my way to a smaller size. And I don't know, it all just sounds like too good to be true.
Right.
So let's ditch the hype today and really like deep dive into the actual science behind meditation for weight loss.
Yeah.
I've got some really interesting research to unpack. And hopefully, by the end of this deep dive, we'll all have a much clearer picture of what meditation can and can't do when it comes to, managing weight.
Yeah, it's true. I think meditation is kind of like presented as a quick fix for everything these days, but when you like really look at the research, it's not about like magically shrinking your waistline or anything.
Right.
It's what's really interesting is how mindfulness meditation can really like impact our relationship with food and our bodies.
Okay.
It's subtle, but it can be really powerful.
So no, like snapping our fingers and manifesting a totally flat stomach.
Right.
Okay, bummer. But can we break down this whole mindfulness thing?
Yeah.
Because it seems like everyone's using that word, but I don't know if everyone really knows what it means, especially in this context.
Totally. It's definitely a bit of a buzzword these days, you're right.
Yeah.
I think in the simplest terms, mindfulness meditation is really just about like bringing your full attention to the present moment
Okay.
without judgment.
Okay.
So it's about noticing your thoughts, your feelings, any physical sensations as they come up, but not getting like totally swept away by them.
Right.
And so when we apply that to eating, then it's about like really tuning into those hunger cues that your body's sending you, maybe becoming aware of some mindless eating habits that we've developed. And then I think most importantly, like noticing those emotional triggers that might be driving us to overeat in the first place.
Okay, so it's about bringing a lot more awareness to our eating habits rather than just like, trying to suppress those cravings or just like willpower our way through an entire bag of chips.
Exactly, yeah. And that's like that's where that potential for weight management comes in.
Okay.
There's a really, really interesting study that you found that you sent me that explores this impact of mindfulness-based cognitive therapy or MBCT on weight loss.
Right.
And basically they found that in the study, overweight and obese participants who practiced MBCT saw a significant reduction in both weight and body fat compared to the control group.
Wow, that is really interesting. So it sounds like MBCT might be tapping into something more than just saying no to that extra slice of cake.
Right.
Is there a connection between like this type of therapy and just the way we typically approach weight loss in general?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's like a really clear connection. You see, MBCT borrows techniques from cognitive behavioral therapy,
Okay.
or CBT, which has been shown to be effective in addressing a lot of issues, including unhealthy eating habits.
Yeah.
CBT focuses on identifying and changing like negative thought patterns and behaviors.
Okay.
MBCT takes a similar approach, but it adds that layer of mindfulness, helping individuals become more aware of the thoughts and emotions that often drive those unhealthy eating habits.
So instead of simply like restricting calories or demonizing certain foods, it's about really understanding the why behind our eating habits.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense, especially when you think about things like emotional eating or stress eating, which can be really hard to address with just willpower alone.
Yeah, 100%. You've hit the nail on the head. It's about recognizing those triggers and then developing healthier coping mechanisms.
I've tried those calorie counting apps,
Right.
and it always just feels like a losing battle.
Yeah.
I just end up feeling restricted and like even more obsessed with food.
Right.
This whole mindfulness approach feels really different.
Yeah.
Like it's getting at like the root of the issue.
Yeah, it's about changing your relationship with food, not just the amount that you consume.
Right.
You know, think about it, like how often are you eating and you're just on autopilot?
Yeah.
You're not even really tasting your food.
Oh, all the time.
Or you're reaching for a snack when you're not actually hungry, you're just like bored or something.
All the time. Especially when I'm like stressed or overwhelmed.
Right.
Suddenly, like a whole bag of chips is gone and I don't even remember eating them,
Right, exactly.
It's like my brain just checks out, my stomach takes over.
Exactly. And that's precisely where mindfulness comes in, right? So one of the like simplest but most effective techniques is to like bring that awareness back to the physical sensations of eating.
Okay.
So imagine like instead of that bag of chips that you're mindlessly eating, you have like a handful of raisins.
Raisins. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. Okay.
So stay with me here. This is like a classic mindfulness exercise, okay?
Yeah.
So you're holding this raisin in your hand and you're really looking at it, like noticing all the little wrinkles, the color, you're feeling the texture of it.
Okay.
Then you slowly bring it up to your nose and you smell it.
Like really smell it.
Yes, you're engaging all of your senses, right? And then finally you take this like small bite and you notice all those flavors, those textures as you're chewing it really slowly.
Okay, so I can see how that would like force you to slow down and actually pay attention to what you're eating instead of just like inhaling it.
Exactly. It's about savoring each bite, being fully present with that experience of eating.
Okay.
And this awareness, it expends to your body's signals as well, right? So how full are you actually as you're eating? Are you enjoying the food or are you just kind of like going through the motions?
So it's kind of like retraining your brain to be more present during meals to really tune into those hunger and fullness cues that we often like override.
You're exactly right. And the beauty of it is that this awareness, it spills over into other areas of your life as well.
Right.
You start becoming more mindful in general, more in tune with your thoughts, your feelings, your bodily sensations.
Yeah, that's so true.
And that's where the like truly transformative potential lies.
That actually reminds me, the research also mentioned that meditation benefits go way beyond weight loss, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Like we're talking reduced stress, less anxiety, all those things that can often lead to unhealthy eating habits in the first place.
Precisely. Yeah, it's a holistic approach to well-being, you know, understanding that our mental, emotional, and physical health are all interconnected.
Right.
When you start to address one area, the others benefit as well.
Okay, I have to admit, this whole mindfulness thing is starting to sound a lot less like a diet fad and more like a sustainable way to actually change my relationship with food and my body for good.
Yes, exactly. It's not about deprivation. It's not about willpower. It's about cultivating the sense of awareness and kindness towards yourself.
Yeah.
It's about learning to listen to your body's needs and responding with compassion.
It's funny. We always think about weight loss as this like all or nothing thing.
Right.
Like we have to completely overhaul our entire lives, cut out every single bad food.
Right.
Spend hours at the gym every day. Like it's just, it feels so overwhelming.
Yeah.
But what I'm hearing from you is that, you know, mindfulness is more about those small but consistent like shifts in our awareness, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You don't need to become a meditation master to start experiencing the benefits. You know, it's about finding what works for you and then just kind of incorporating those little things into your routine, even just taking like a couple minutes to do some mindful breathing before each meal. That can make a really big difference.
So instead of like, you know, beating myself up for having that bowl of ice cream late at night, maybe I could just like try to take a couple deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be really present while I'm eating it, savor the flavors. I don't just feel so much more sustainable than just, you know, white knuckling my way through some restrictive diet.
Exactly. Yeah. And those small moments of mindfulness, they really do start to like gradually shift that overall relationship with food. And then you might find that you're naturally just gravitating towards those healthier choices. And not because you're forcing yourself to,
right,
but because you're more in tune with what your body actually needs and what really satisfies you.
This has been so eye-opening, honestly. I feel like we've like moved beyond just the typical weight loss conversation, and it's like this whole new world of self-awareness and mindful living.
Yeah. It's recognizing that true well-being, it's about more than just that number on the scale.
Right.
It's about nurturing that positive relationship with food, with your body, with yourself as a whole.
I love that. So as we're wrapping up our deep dive today, is there like one key takeaway that you really hope our listeners will kind of carry with them? What's like that first step that they can take to start their own mindfulness journey?
You know, I would say just start with paying attention. Like the next time that you sit down to have a meal, just pause for a second before you take that first bite and just notice the colors of your food, the aromas, the textures. Just take a deep breath and bring your full attention to that experience of eating. Are you actually fully present in that moment, or are you kind of like lost in thought, scrolling on your phone, rushing through your meal? I think that simple act of awareness, it can be really powerful. It's like the foundation of mindful eating, and it's the first step towards, you know, building that healthier and more balanced relationship with food and with yourself.
That is such a good reminder, and it's not about perfection. It's just about, you know, progress and awareness and those little moments of presence that really can make a world of difference. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. This was fascinating. I don't know about you, but I am feeling very inspired to to slow down, savor each bite, and just cultivate a little more mindfulness in my life.